Welcome to the Couch Potato Sports Show, the radio home of champion indoor football's Texas Revolution and the 2016 season. Join Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, for the live play-by-play of hard-hitting, fast-paced football action on a 50-yard indoor field. Listen live on our website, www.thecouchpotato.wix.com/revsradio, or by calling 347-215-7497.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show for our continuing coverage of the 2016 Texas Revolution indoor football team, as they are at home taking on the new rivals, the Mesquite Marshals, live from the Allen Event Center in Allen, Texas. Here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution radio network. And now it's time for the pregame show.
All right, good evening, everybody. Welcome into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your continuing coverage tonight of Champions Indoor Football and your Texas Revolution, as they are at home, and this is one of those games. It's that built-in rival. If it wasn't for the fact that the Marshals decided they were going to go ahead, get that team set in Mesquite. If anything knows about the history of Mesquite, is that there's been three attempts, and only one has been successful, that being the Marshals. I was part of part two that wasn't successful, of bringing an indoor football team to the city of Mesquite. Now, one of these things I want to tell you is, as I was scouting the area, and pretty much I had a team set up if we had the financial backing, and we'll get along a big story about that, but the financial backing backed out of the situation, so we were left without a team. However, I knew the area was going to be good. Folks, when you watch the Mesquite Marshals, take away the last game, as everybody has gone on spring break, but you're going to see a great walk-up. You're going to see a great crowd, and I'm going to tell you, the Mesquite Marshals started off their home regular season off with a bang. Folks, when I say a bang, it was a huge victory for the Mesquite Marshals. And what I mean by that is, they were taking on last Saturday the champions of Champions Indoor Football. And when this game was going on, I remember telling myself, as I was watching this game and prepping for the game, as I called that game, as I had to take a step in for the folks that were over calling the regular games as they were doing a basketball tournament, I just remember myself thinking to myself, going, how are Marshall's going to beat this football team? They had just got beat previously by the Dodge City Law, and the Dodge City Law of being a good football team. I just saw this, and I was thinking to myself, after you come off and you get a loss against a loss 62-42, you put up a good fight. How are you going to do it against the champions? Now, the champions are just not the same team. They're a different team on the offensive side of the ball, and it's showing its effect, as the Bandits have had a hard time with teams that have just joined the league. And I'm talking about the Chicago Eagles. The Bandits beat them by a grand total of 2 points, 41-39 in Sioux City. Then they actually take the loss against an expansion team that, a la the Mesquite Marshals, 27-26. Close football games. And frankly, when you are the champions of this league, you should not even be close in this game if you're taking on the Marshals, if you're taking on the Eagles. So it was a different team. And the Mesquite Marshals came out and they fought that game all the way. We called the game, and it was right until the end of the first, or the right to the end of the fourth quarter, and that's when the explosion started. Because this game didn't get very far. There was a pick six by Anquanis Frazier, a name that everybody knows as far as the Texas Revolution. Two picks by him, actually. And the game, it was just one of those games that when you looked at it on paper, you're going, these Marshals are not even going to come close to getting the victory. And they squeaked out a victory against the Sioux City Bandits, who offensively, just to be honest, just having a hard time. They are not doing what they have done last year in order to get to the championship and be successful. The offense is totally... Now, that defense is still stout. They held the Marshals to only 27 points. And when you hold a football team to only 27 points in the indoor game, your defense is on. The same thing with the Mesquite Marshals on the other side. They held the Bandits to 26 points. So that's what the Texas Revolution have to look forward to. Now, there were some injuries out on the football field for the Marshals quarterback, Colton Browning. So hopefully he is okay, as he took a shot into the dasher. He was being tackled and he started to fold over and then he got popped. And so hopefully he's okay. But we don't even know who's going to be the starting quarterback for the Marshals. When you take a look at your Texas Revolution, they were hitting on all cylinders during the first quarter and a half in their first game against the Amarillo Venom. And then the Venom came back. So we saw a little breakdown of the defense a little bit, but they were able to hold on. And the Texas Revolution, they were able to get the victory over and you can say whatever you want, that is a tough, tough Amarillo Venom football team, as they got the victory 65-53. So, looking at the season, the first game for the Revolution, get an impressive win against the Amarillo Venom. They hold Nate Davis down. The Mesquite Marshals, they are now 1-1 on the season. They beat the champions, and now it's the cross town rival, Mesquite and Allen, which is really only 30 miles from each other, and really it's not even that far if you think about it. If you know how to drive in this town, it's really quick to get back and forth to those two games. So that having been said, this is going to be the big one tonight. The Texas Revolution at home, their second game at home before they hit the road. We're going to talk to Bill Cerna about that situation and where they are headed into this game. We're also going to talk to the assistant general manager of your Texas Revolution. We're also going to talk to, of course, John Navarez here in the pregame show. We got a great one lined up for you. So what we're going to do here before we head into break, let's take a look at the standings for Champions Indoor Football. Remember, they split into a North and South division. So in the Northern Division, the Wichita Force, they are 2-0 on the season on top, as the Bandits are 2-1. They slid into that second place with the loss there, however, one game more than the Wichita Force. The Omaha Beef, they are 1-1 on the season, followed by Salina, and they are 1-1 as they got the victory in overtime this past week. The Bloomington Edge 0-1, and the Chicago Eagles 0-2. Over in the Southern Division, the Dodge City Law, very familiar territory, as they were 3-0 last year as well before they went to a 6-0 and just fell off the face and missed the playoffs. They were 6-0 and missed the playoffs. So they're starting off very well as they are 3-0 on top of the Southern Division. The Texas Revolution right behind them at 1-0. Obviously two games behind them because they haven't played that many. Then the Mesquite Marshals, 1-1 on the season, as they got the victory against the Sioux City Bandits but took the loss in the first regular season game against the Dodge City Law. Then the Gladiators 0-1. They were beat last week. And, of course, we talked about the Amarillo Venom, who took on the Texas Revolution, and the San Angelo Bandits at 0-2 with their new head coach down there. We're talking about Mellow Lemon. So all that being said, we got a great setup to have yet another season like we did last year in the CIF, and I'm talking about excitement. And I'm going to talk to John, and I'm going to talk to the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna about the excitement that this league has been creating. Forget about the IFL, folks. Sonny Clark was an IFL guy, and let me tell you something. With the way that the IFL plays, and granted, they supposedly have the better players over in that league, but they don't have the excitement that the CIF have, and they have set it up really well, and we're off and running for yet another season of that. Also, don't forget, in this season, there are not just four teams going to the playoffs. There's going to be six teams, three from the Northern Division and three from the Southern Division. Right now, if it was going to end right now, the Mesquite Marshals, the Texas Revolution, would play in a playoff game against each other to play for the Dodge City Law. If it was the other side, it would be the Bandits taking on the Omaha Beef to take on the Wichita Force. Now, if you win your division, you get a bye. And I'm going to tell you, that is the biggest advantage right there, as you'll get the week off in order to wait for the second and third teams to figure out who's the better team that week before you face them for the championship. And so that is so huge going into that. And that is so interesting. As you can take a look at the IFL, it's already beginning to define itself, as it always does, but not in the CIF. It's going to be exciting. And don't forget about these franchises that are new franchises. The Salina Liberty, well, they had a team there. They got the guys there. They know who is there. So they're no stranger to this, to indoor football. But the Chicago Eagles, yes, they're new, but they're putting up a fight each and every week out on the football field. The Gladiators coming back, and they're supposed to be a better football team, however, missing James Cleveland. And then, of course, the expansion team Mesquite Marshals that we're seeing here tonight at the Allen Event Center in Allen, Texas. So what we're going to do now is we're going to take a quick break here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. When we come back, let's bring on the assistant general manager of your Texas Revolution. It's going to be John Navarez here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network. We'll be right back. Five Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at 5-Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Ortho Texas. Ortho Texas of Plano is a group of physicians and surgeons treating all complex orthopedic conditions ranging from degenerative bones and joint problems to sports injuries. The doctors at Ortho Texas are dedicated to serving their patients with the state-of-the-art facilities and high standards of excellence in orthopedic care. So make sure you check out www.orthotexas.com. We're located at 4031 West Plano Parkway, Suite 100 in Plano, Texas. Or you can give us a call at 972-985-1072. This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to swing on by the newest restaurant to Allen, Pollo Tropical, located at 102 South Central Expressway. They're famous for their flame-grilled, citrus-marinated chicken, seasoned with island spices and prepared with the freshest ingredients. Choose from a variety of their island-inspired menu items and pair it with a side of classic black beans and rice, an Islander staple. Pollo Tropical, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution indoor football team. For more information, go to PolioTropical.com.
Hi, I'm Melody, and I'm here with appliance tips so simple, even a 9-year-old can do them. Make sure you rinse the food off your plates before putting them in the dishwasher. Food will gunk up the dishwasher and clog the sprayers. If you need help, call my daddy, Tyler Atkins, at A-Plus Certified Appliance, 972-890-5014.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you about Pogo Pass. Pogo Pass is an annual pass that gives you complimentary admission to the best entertainment venues in Dallas. A one-time fee per person provides you access to participating venues at various times and dates throughout the year. Each pass is individualized with the name of the pass holder, the expiration date, and a unique barcode for tracking and use. So check out DallasTX.PogoPass.com for more information.
Discover the difference. Century 21 Mike Bowman has been helping families since 1971. Our dedicated professionals, customer service department, and state-of-the-art technology provides unsurpassed service. Visit C21Bowman.com now and register for cash back on your next home sale or purchase. Over 6,000 families chose Century 21 Mike Bowman last year. So whether you're moving across town or around the world, discover the difference with Century 21 Mike Bowman.
And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's me, Sonny Clark, the hardest working man in sports radio, with your coverage of the 2016 Texas Revolution indoor football team. I got online, the guy that kind of put it together, you know, working day and night to bring the team that we know of as the Revolution out on the football field. It is the assistant general manager. It's John Navarez. How you doing, John?
I'm doing great, Sonny. Thanks for having me. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. Thanks for joining us here a little bit on the pregame show. I want to take the step back. Is the job of what you do, you know, it didn't stop at the championship game last year after the unfortunate situation where the Revolution didn't win the championship, but you went right back to work that Monday, possibly Tuesday, after the long road trip back, and you guys got right back to work, I imagine.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you think people would normally take a vacation at that point in time, but that kind of fueled the fire. That day, I actually went home, made a little picture frame, put that together, and framed the ticket from the championship with a quote, you know, from the Bible, James 1-4, and it says, in big red letters, loss, 76-61. And it's, you know, I'm looking at it right now. So, no, we immediately went back to work. And you showed it works, obviously, yep. Corporate sponsor-wise, it's better than ever. Season ticket-wise, it's better than ever. And then just what we're talking about on the field, I mean, this is a pretty good-looking team.
Yeah, and as you look at this football team and where it is headed, and that having been said, that whole scenario that you set up along with you know, all the people involved with it, it's not just you. Let people know a little bit about what goes on. I mean, because you're going from one head coach to another, so you were dealing with one, now you're going to another, you know, and trying to deal with that. That's got to be tough for what your job is, because you were dealing with, you know, a couple of coaches from last year, now you got a new one. How do you interact with those kind of people? I mean, going from one coach to another and then trying to create a relationship and get that chemistry that puts a winning product on the football field.
Right, right. I mean, you know, my boss, his name is Tim Brown.
Is he a Hall of Famer, I thought, right? Yeah.
Something like that. You know, he's up there, high in the ranks or something. But, yeah, he's a pretty well-known
Heisman
guy, obviously.
Heisman Trophy winner. Yeah, the first wide receiver Heisman Trophy. Yeah, him, yeah.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah, he does a little. He used to be good at football or something.
Like that.
But anyways, you know, I mean, last year, you remember we had, you know, literally the worst case scenario, week 4. I get a phone call on Sunday, saying, "Hey, John, we're gonna go ahead and let, you know, the head coach go. I need you to find the replacement before we make that move." So that, you know, from the beginning of that, that was a very hard process, you know, trying to figure out the replacement. Of course, we got Coach Wyman in there to help us out. And, you know, with him coming in halfway during the season, I kind of have to be there for him, kind of get him up to speed on what he has to do and the transactions and the behind-the-scenes stuff that coaches have to do at this level.
Right.
So, you know, we're together every day. And this year, obviously, we parted ways with Wyman. It didn't work out towards the end of the season, so we had to find that replacement. And we had, surprisingly, we had a lot of people applying for this job, and which made it a little bit harder. But some guy named Victor Mann came out of the woodwork,
yep.
And you know, it just made perfect sense. Yes, it definitely made sense for us. Him being local obviously helps in this market. But then also his experience of being a head coach and a GM of a team that was falling apart. You know, that team kind of got put into his hands with the leadership of that team kind of falling out. So he kind of took over, you know, not only being the head coach, but like I said, the GM, and continuing that team to make it through the whole season. So his knowledge of the off the field and on the field issues was way more far advanced than anybody that we also interviewed. So there was no choice to get him here. So my relationship with those guys starts from, you know, the first phone call of telling them that we're interested to the first meal that we have with them, and you know, from there on, just getting him acclimated to everybody else in the team. So, but we're very blessed to have the people we have, and we're blessed to go through all the hardships that we are today, because we do learn from those mistakes. And as you can tell, we definitely improved on all of those aspects of our coaching staff.
Well, as you take a look at the Texas Revolution in their history, this is year number four going into it. You kind of joined in, you know, week three, week four of the first season of the Texas mm-hmm. Revolution. And
right.
It just kind of slowly made your way up. And, you know, so describe that journey. I mean, as far as where you came from, how you came from it, and where you got to, where you're sitting in the desk as the assistant general manager of this football team.
Well, it was a very fun journey, a long journey for me in my head, but everybody thinks differently. You know, so April 20th was my first day on the job here as an intern, you know, four seasons ago. I remember we actually played the Green Bay Blizzard. We played the Nebraska Danger.
Okay,
and they
that
definitely,
was the week
they,
before the Green Bay Blizzard game.
Right, okay, there you go.
I remember
and,
that.
They dominated us, yes. But it was my first experience for, you know, indoor arena football. I'd never seen it before, so my first time seeing it, I was actually working and throwing into the fire. So, you know, I did, you know, about 30, 40 hours for free as an intern working hard. After I saw the billboard, you know, and I was with my friend, Najee, riding down the road and seeing the billboard, and I told him I'm going to work for that team no matter what. And it's a funny story how I got that internship. I tweeted everybody in the office, including the coaching staff. I added them all on Facebook, messaged everybody, sent everybody an email, and then called after hours and left everyone a voicemail. And, you know, lucky me, I ended up getting a phone call the next day and went ahead and got that interview and dominated that interview. So I got the internship here, and then we hired Coach Williams as a head coach the second year.
Yeah.
And I expressed my interest of, you know, being in football operations. And I didn't really know what I wanted to do. I just know I wanted to be on the football side of things.
Right.
And, you know, he blessed me with the position of starting off with the running back position. He let me coach that position that first year, and that was actually the year we brought Jen Welter. So that year, that first year for me was absolutely crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And then the next year, I was lucky enough to accept the assistant general manager job from Tommy and Charlie and Tim Brown. So that's kind of my short story how I got here. But a lot of hard work, but definitely want to be here with the guys that, you know, that support the cast. So. That's where I am today.
Yeah, I was wondering, as you got into the job, general managing, looking at players, this is a constant thing in the off season. You know, you're really kind of busting it. You get a little time because these players, they seem to want to wait to the last second before they sign that contract and get on it. And you still have a long list of guys that you're interested in maybe bringing in, but they can't make up your mind. What do you got to do to convince them to get down there and sign it? Because we still had that problem going, you know, really going into the first preseason game of getting guys to get their signatures on the contract.
Right, right. Yeah, I mean, one part of it is right. You know, one part, they do want to weigh their options. They want to see what else is going on. But at the end of the day, there are some guys who just want to, you know, make a scene and be the last one to sign. So you got to battle and figure out which one is trying to make that decision. But, you know, recruiting-wise, we have so much to offer here in Texas. Not only are we in Dallas, you know, the third biggest market, sports marketplace in our nation here. You know, there's so much opportunity for these guys beyond football here. And just saying Tim Brown's name, you know, imagine, Sonny, if you're a football player, don't know where you're going, don't know what's next, and the NFL doesn't call, but then you get a phone call from, you know, the one and only Tim Brown. He's telling you, hey, I want you to come here. I believe you can make it to the NFL, and this is what we're going to do to get you there. And so where are you going to go after that? You know, it's really no choice. So, you know, some guys get it, some guys don't. Some guys, we got to battle out other teams, you know, because there are great teams in this league and other leagues that we have to battle with. But, it is a constant, you know, it's a constant reminder that you're not the only one. It's a fun process, but it definitely takes up a lot of time, and not only the phone calls that you make, but going through their social media pages to see, you know, how they act on there and how they represent themselves, and calling old coaches. You know, I've been on the phone with Bob Stoops one time talking to a guy. You know, I've talked to Les Miles on the phone before talking about a guy, and they will be straight honest with you and tell you, hey, do not even talk to this guy. You know, he's a great athlete, but he will be a cancer to your team. So there's a whole bunch of factors that you have to put in to recruit one guy, and then you have to convince him to come here. So it's a long process, but it's like playing Madden in real life or NCAA in real life. So it's definitely can't complain. It's real fun.
I was getting on the computer this morning, and I went to my things to do list. And today was one of the, obviously, get a hold of John Navarez to do our interview to get you set for the pregame show. Talk to the Eagle Eye Bill Cerna to get ready for the game. I bet your things to do list, I mean, because I only got like 2 or 3 days where I'm doing that. Your to do list has got to be that, and with that process of what you're talking about, your to do list is probably pretty well booked throughout the week, never mind some of the other duties that you got to handle right there in the offices of the Texas Revolution.
I help sell tickets, I help sell sponsorships, obviously help with the football side of things. I try to help as much as I can anywhere. So sometimes there's days where you fill out a full page of to-do list and you don't even get to start it. It's 5 o'clock, 5:30, and you're looking at your to-do list and nothing has even been checked off just because so many distractions come in.
Yeah.
And especially before the first game. It is really intense before the first game. But after that first kickoff, it kind of eases down and we kind of get to settle down. Preparations for that first game. I mean, I was here with the interns till 3-4 o'clock in the morning before the first game because there was just so much to do. It's a to-do list. It's like a to-do book. So
yes,
it's pretty intense.
And each chapter has got something else to end up doing as you head into it. Now, as you get ready for this, you guys made the switch last year, going from the IFL into the CIF. Obviously, two total different leagues. And frankly, and I'm not just saying this because we're on the air, and obviously we want to keep it positive about the Revolution, this league right here is so much more fun to watch than the IFL.
Right.
The fact you go back to last year, and we're still trying to figure out playoff spots going into 2 weeks into the final the final games. Who's going to be in the playoffs? Will they make the playoffs? Who's going to be home? This league is so much more exciting than the IFL. But here's what's interesting that's happening, and maybe you can tell people about this. We're getting a lot of those players from the IFL saying, you know what? It's about time we go into something that's more exciting, more fun. And I think the players are enjoying it a little bit more so than being up in the realms of the IFL.
Right, yeah, no, some guys will definitely take notice of what we're doing here in this league. A lot of people look down on us from the IFL, yes. Which I could, you know, I can understand why, the way money's set up, the way, you know, just how new the leagues are here, how new some of the teams are here. And that's going to happen. It's probably going to be that way for a long time.
Sure.
But sometimes guys actually do learn the truth, you know, about the teams at this league. You know, there's teams at this league who put the same, if not more, people into higher leagues. With the IFL or any other league in this nation, and it's really all about the foundation of the team. You know, if you have the right guys in there, you know, it doesn't matter where you are in this world. If you have the right backing, the right support, and the right leaders in the team, you're gonna be well off. But yeah, there's definitely a lot of guys that did transition from the IFL to this new league, to the CIF, and they're staying here. So I mean, it's pretty fun. You know, the competitive aspect of it, I mean, it's really intense. Last year we had a team, you know, Duke City, who was, you know, their first game here, they got totally blown out. And that was their first game, you know, in team history. They got blown out. And then, you know, it's getting pretty nerve-wracking towards the end of the season because they might take our spot in the playoffs.
Exactly.
So, I mean, it was last year was pretty exciting, and I'm seeing the same thing for this year. So, I mean, with six teams going into playoffs, it's going to be intense towards the end of the year. So, I'm pretty excited. I'm happy where we are. You know, I wouldn't want to go to any other league financially standing wise because, I mean, it definitely was a huge impact financially for us to make this move to the league.
Right.
Just based off where the teams are and how things are set up, you know, financially speaking. But it, all around, I can't say anything negative moving to this league.
Oh no!
So
yeah,
we're pretty excited about it.
Yeah, the league is incredible. It really is. But this week, you start your cross-town rival. Yeah, you know, it's a forced rival. In order, you know, but in reality, this is going to be one of those games because we're going to see players that we've seen on this football team, the Texas Revolution, Inquanus Frazier making the big play to get the big victory against Sioux City last week, as I called that game for Sioux City as the radio broadcast was in with the girls' college basketball. That having been said, we're going to see a lot of familiar faces from that Marshall team. And so they're going to be looking across the field from each other. It's kind of like it's a practice, but they can actually hit for real now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, guys like Q, Martinez, Albert.
Yep.
I mean, there's a whole bunch of guys
Hickman.
On that team that... Yep. Oh, yeah. Oh, especially Hickman.
Mon Williams.
Mon Williams, yeah. I mean, they're still successful in what they're doing. They're just on a different team.
Yeah.
You know, we have the most out of respect for those guys. We're really excited to have them back in the building, you know, even if it's not in our jersey.
Right.
But, you know, in a lot of talk from their first loss, you know, when they first opened their doors and they lost to the DFW Hawks or whatever, people were looking down on them.
Absolutely.
And then look, and they come and beat the champions, Sioux City, at home. So I think that made it you know, more exciting to look forward to, because I know our guys know it's not just going to be a pushover anymore. These guys are going to come fight. You know, they do have some great talent on that team, so it's pretty exciting. And knowing that they're a first year team, they're right down the road. They have a great backing. I know they'll be here for a long time. So I'm really excited about this, and having playing these guys four games each year gives us something. Really excited, looking forward to, and setting up a real rivalry for us between this league.
Yeah, and doing that and setting up the rivalry, the way that it went, you know, it just worked out. It was the right thing to do for the league. It was the right thing to do for the team. And sometimes when you talk about that, just hop back a little bit, doing the right thing for the team. It's one of those tough decisions that, you know, whether it's you as an assistant general manager or an owner having to make the decision of one coach to the next coach to the other coach, sometimes it's a hard decision to do what's right for the team more so than just doing what's right. There's a big difference in making that decision, isn't there?
Right, and you know, you look at my position. I've only been here 4 years, you know. So there's a lot of times where I'm blessed to be able to go to the leaders of this team, Tommy and Charlie, with so much experience that they have, and go to them for, you know, the questions to figure out what's right and what's the best way to do things. So that, I mean, we're in a great position with the guys that are leading this team with Tommy and Charlie. So, but yeah, there's a lot of decisions that could make or break us, and so far we've been doing pretty good.
Absolutely. Going into what you're looking at, what's the future hold for John Tavares? I mean, obviously, you got a solid base, which that takes time, and usually 3-4 years. Hey, that makes sense. Indoor game, you got a team. You're gonna look, you know, you're gonna look to struggle for a couple of years. Now you're getting into the place where you're more stable as a team, as in the community, being seen by the community, which is another job in itself. Where are you seeing your franchise as far as the Texas Revolution here and next, you know, few years down the road?
Well, this year, we see nothing but a championship. So that's the only thing we've got our mind focused on is a championship on the field. Off the field, obviously, we've been more successful than we've ever had. So I really don't know what's next from here, because I know it's there's nowhere to go but up from where we came from in the past. So obviously, we're going to stay as, you know, as successful as we can. But, you know, I know with the veterans on the field, they might even come back another year to win another championship. And if they do go, I know they're going to be here helping me recruiting other guys, the right guys to get them back in here. So as long as I'm here, there's going to be a big push for that championship ring and further on from that. So we're going for the ring every year, long story short.
He is John Tavares. He is the assistant general manager of the Texas Revolution. No, thank you for joining us, and we'll see you around, obviously, the stadium as we take on the Mesquite Marshals.
Yes, sir. We'll see you Saturday, brother. I appreciate you for having me.
No problem.
And when we come back, we're going to talk to the eagle-eyed Bill Cerna here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution radio network. We'll be right back. At 5-Star HVAC Contractors, we know how important it is to be comfortable in your own home. That's why we make it a priority to get your air conditioner or heater running quickly and efficiently. We know what it takes to keep you comfortable this summer season. So now's the time to get a full AC tune-up. Call us today for a $45 service call to have a qualified technician come to your home. Also, new complete systems installed with zero down and zero interest for 12 months. No minimum monthly payment. So give us a call at 5-Star HVAC Contractors at 214-457-8441. That's 214-457-8441. And tell them Sonny sent you. This is Sonny Clark telling you about Total Nutrition of Allen, located at 906 West McDermott Drive, Suite 124 in Allen, your number one supplement superstore. Total Nutrition specializes in wellness, fitness, sports nutrition, weight loss, building muscle, and more. Your success is important to us, and we look forward to you stopping by so we can answer your questions in person. Need an answer right now? Just give us a call at 214-383-5083 for phone orders that will ship same day, or speak with one of our team members who will be happy to answer your questions. Total Nutrition of Allen, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team.
The heat is on. New Nissans have been reallocated to the fastest-growing Nissan dealership in North Texas. That's us, Nissan of McKinney. But maybe you're asking, why Nissan of McKinney? It's because we have selection. Some might even say the biggest, with over 1,000 to choose from. Plus, we've got perks. Get 2 years free maintenance on any new Nissan, and discounts as high as $14,000. Get Rogues and Altimas for $18,995, or 0% for 60 months. Because if Nissan builds it, we discount it. NissanofMcKinney.com.
Hi, my name is Holt McCallany. I'm an actor in films and television. I had to design a website, and I hired several different companies. I was never happy with any of the work that they did until I found Internet Marketing Images. They're very competitively priced, and they can handle all of your social media for you. So whether you're in sales, or it's a corporate account, or you're a celebrity that just doesn't have time to always manage all the social media, try Internet Marketing Images.
This is Sonny Clark telling you to stop on by Internet Marketing Images on the web at www.4imi.com, or give them a call toll free 877-469-9322.
This is Sonny Clark, radio voice of the Texas Revolution, telling you about Tantrum Tans, located at 905 Market Street, Suite 200 in Allen at Waters Creek. Unlike spray tans or harmful UV booths, our process is safe, convenient, and painless. Our custom airbrush mix contains DHA, a sugarcane extract that interacts with your skin's outermost layer to bring out a natural, healthy brown glow. And we do it in about a half hour. Check out Tantrum Tans in Allen or give them a call at 469-400-3120. Tantrum Tans, proud sponsor of the Texas Revolution Indoor Football Team. North Dallas Nutrition is the official team sports dietitian of the Texas Revolution. Whether you play the game or watch the game, Karen Hosenfeld has a nutrition game for you. Visit NorthDallasNutrition.com or call 214-704-9179 for more information.
How would you like the opportunity to get your business in front of 1 billion people each month? I'm Fred with Fred Schatz Photo and Video, and I help business owners like you get your message out through YouTube. Statistics show that 1 billion unique visitors search YouTube each month, but if you don't have a video for your business or your service, then you won't be found. When you're ready to harness the power of YouTube, give us a call at Fred Schatz Photography and Video, and we'll help get you and your business in front of those billion people.
This is Sonny Clark, the radio voice of your Texas Revolution, telling you to stop on by Fred Schatz Photography, located on the web at www.fredschatz.com, or give him a call at 469-718-9749. That's 469-718-9749. And welcome back into the Couch Potato Sports Show. It's the pregame show of your Texas Revolution taking on the Mesquite Marshals. Now, Bill Cerna, the Eagle Eye, is going to be joining me. Bill, I want to hop into this really quick because this is one of those rivalry games. And it is a forced rivalry game, but a rivalry game just the same. We get to find out what we can expect here for the next few years between the Texas Revolution and the Marshals. We get the first look at, you know, I guess version one here tonight.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're getting a team that's actually on a truckload of confidence and motivation right now after coming off that big game against Sioux City. I mean, anytime anybody can beat the reigning champs is a huge thing, but for a new team, a new franchise to be able to do that in their second regular season game is a huge thing. And not to take anything away against Sioux City or the Marshals, but there is issues on both sides. But they Marshall still, you know, they knew how to take over the game in the end there and hang on for that.
Well, and you take a look at that game. We called that game, by the way. We were called into action from Sioux City as the regulars were out doing the women's tournament over for where they were. So we got called into action. We were at this game, and there were so many things about that. But we get this game a little bit different. We, you know, the Marshals win against the champions. No question about it. But you're also looking at that long road trip. So, but the difference here is that they're going to take on a team that took on the Bandits in the championship game. But the difference is that this is a hop, skip, and jump down the race. So in reality, if the Marshals do it right, they got a home game in reality against another team that played into the championship. But that game saw a lot of things, and I'm talking about the Marshals and the Bandits that we have an opportunity to see. But one of them, the big question mark, the quarterback, are they going to have Browning into the lineup for the Marshals, or is it going to be Washington? A big, big-time thing that we're going to find out right about the, you know, kickoff time.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, you mentioned that game. I think all game long, I think you, me, fans back in Sioux City, I think they are all waiting for that drive, that extra gear that the Bandits were going to give and take control of that game, and it never happened. And you know, credit the Marshals for that. They they really kept their ground. And you know what? It was a scoreless third quarter. It went back and forth. And I told, like I said to you, it was 15-14 with 5 minutes left in the game. And I was telling you, for such a low-scoring game, it was exciting. There were a lot of things going on, a lot of big plays, and then the both teams just exploded there in the last 5 minutes of the game.
Yeah,
so you're absolutely right. Maybe that long drive did finally catch up to them. But you know what? Give the credit to the Marshals, especially on the defensive side. You know, a familiar face that we see a lot, Q Frazier. He came up big beginning of the game and at the end of the game.
Absolutely, and in the middle of the game, Q will say it. He made the dumbest move that I think I've seen him make as a professional. In a situation where they had the bandit stop, he does the personal foul thing, but he had to make up for it. He made up in a big way. This game's going to feature a lot of former Revolution players in this game as well. So we're no strangers to some of the players that are on the other side of the ball for the Revolution.
Yeah, right, and it's kind of an alumni game.
Yeah.
I mean, there's so many Revolutions and Wranglers that are on that are going to be in this game. So, they do know a lot of us, a lot about us. We know a lot about them. I think that's what helps with the rivalry too, because they might be friends off the court, but when they get on that field, they want to knock their blocks off. So it's going to be a very very intense game. I think it's just the start of a good rivalry, and we've already seen a couple rivalries in our league. I feel like we have a friendly rivalry with Amarillo. I think we have an unfriendly rivalry with Wichita, which we'll see in a couple weeks. And now we're going to add a Mesquite to that. So you know what, the Revolution is a team in the league that people envy. People see how successful we are, not just on the field, but also off the field. And we tend to hear it a lot, you and I do, behind the scenes, that there's some teams that they probably just a little bit harder to beat us.
Yeah, and there's something about that. When you got guys giving the best that you can, and unfortunately the Revolution not getting the championship win, they got the best from the Marshals. Or from the Bandits, and they got the victory. But you're absolutely right. Teams want to show up against this football team. And last year, I think it was because of who they had on the staff, all the Super Bowl champions that were part of the staff. And I think that was huge. Jen Welter, even to a certain point as well. There were a lot of teams that just wanted to come out and put it to the Texas Revolution. That didn't happen at home, but on the road, it was something that they were able to shoot themselves in the foot on a couple of times, which in reality, if you take a look at some of those games last year, Bill, the games that were lost, I think one of them would have put us in a situation where we would be fighting. If they definitely would have got two of their losses, they would have been hosting the home game. But I think if they would have got only one less loss, they would have put the pressure on the Bandits, and maybe the Bandits would have broken and we could have had the home game. So the way this whole thing is shipping out as far as the Revolution and where their history is, this rivalry, I think this is something that could be good. Listen to these names. I mean, we've heard of these names. We got Mon Williams, former running back for your Texas Revolution. And by the way, one heck of a nice guy as far as that is concerned. Robert Griffin, not the third, but Robert Griffin on the offensive line that was out there for the Marshals as well. In these guys, Prince Hickman. I mean, it is. It's like a homecoming game for both teams, and I think that's going to be good. But I want to get back to what you said. When they get out on the football field, they want to knock their blocks off, and it is. There's something about having bragging rights against the rivalry, especially so close together, between the Marshals and the Revolution.
Yeah, absolutely, and we're definitely going to see round one tomorrow, we see it four times this year, so, it's hard to beat one team four times in a year, so we definitely got to be ready on game one, because they're only going to keep improving as a team. Obviously, you had the big hit on Colton Browning last week that took him out of the game, and has taken him out of this week. But he's going to come back strong. He's a strong kid. He's got a lot of agility to him. So, he's going to be back for those other three games. So we definitely got to come out. We got to come out ready to play because, the Marshals, they're going to be out here ready to play just like everybody else walks in. The goal is to beat the Revolution, especially in their house. Revolution haven't lost at home since 2014. So, somebody wants to do it.
Yeah. And it might as well. I mean, they've already pulled off one of the upsets of the year, obviously being the Marshals beating the champions. We're seeing a team that's in progress. As we saw the preseason game, let's be honest, they just stunk up the joint. That's just what happened. But in week one, I think they got a welcome to the CIF from the Dodge City Law. And what really did it, when you look at the Mesquite Marshals, they're not impressive on the offensive side of the ball, Bill, but defensively, this is a pretty solid football team. And they were able to stop a football team, even though the Bandits were not the same offensively as they were last year. But you still go back to the fact that they did and were able to stop the last year champions' offense out on the football field.
Yeah, absolutely. And you didn't see the same Sioux City Bandits, especially, you know, we just saw them one of their last games on the championship. So they definitely were not the same ball club as we've seen in the past. You know, they got a great great receiver now in Trent Hicks, but I just don't see the gel like you would expect. Now, granted, it's only game three, and I know Sioux City started a little sluggish last year. So, you know, the Marshals took advantage of it. You know, they took advantage of a lot of turnovers. The Bandits had a lot of miscues from the center to the quarterback.
Oh, yes.
So, you know, but there was a lot of mistakes. And, you mentioned the Marshals playing their first game in Dodge City. Take out the first quarter and a half, they played equal ball with Dodge City for the rest of that ball game. So, they're an expansion team, but I think they're coming in with some confidence. I think we need to give them a little bit more credit than what's been given so far. You're absolutely right. You and I saw that preseason game, and we were both like, oh, my goodness. But they've made such great strides so far this year.
Absolutely, and that's one of the things that when you think about where your Revolution are at this time of the year, it's actually a good thing that the Revolution get this game. And the main reason why is that you got to go ahead and start off with this relationship, if you want to call it. And I think the Revolution have to get on top of this relationship. And the reason why they do is they got three tough road games starting right after the game with the Marshals. So the Revolution really need to go into those three road games, and we'll talk about those here in a second, with a win and go in 2-0 into the road.
Yeah, absolutely. And those three road games, you have two of the top four rated teams through Tyler from the CIF in Dodge City and in Wichita. So you got two really good teams. I think it's the top two teams.
Yeah.
And, you know, we've got them, both those on the road in the next 3 weeks, and sandwiched between them is the Marshals again.
Right.
So you're absolutely right. You got to get, you always got to take care of home.
Right.
Majority of the time, unless you're in Major League Baseball, majority of the time you go 500 or you win all your games at home, you're going to make the playoffs. So,
right.
I definitely expect that in this league. So, we definitely want to go on the road, winning our first two games, getting some confidence before we make that long trick up to Dodge City.
Yep, and that's going to be huge too. And it's all about rest. It's all about preparation for a game like that up on the road. But as the Revolution do get going, they're going to take on the Marshals here tonight, as you'll hear the coverage here on the Couch Potato Sports Show. I think one of the things that we really got to watch out, we talked about the defensive side of the ball, but Mon Williams, we talked about it during the play-by-play when we were calling that game. Mon Williams is a tree trunk. This is a guy that's hard to bring down, and if you give him a little space, he can squeak through it. He did that in the first year with Billy back as far as the Revolution are concerned. And really, when I saw him and when we were calling that game, I don't think he skipped a beat. He looks like the same guy, maybe just a little bit bigger as well, though.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it's a very similar background to what we have. You know, on our backfield, we have Jordan Brown, and we also have Darius Fudge. Great combination. But and then on their side, they have Amon Williams, and they have Sean Jordan. We saw Sean Jordan the other day. A lot like Jordan Brown, very low to the ground, and a little speedster that really slips off tackles really easy. So definitely very comparable to our running backs. especially between Darius and Mon. Yep. You know, they both know our backfield, and they both come in with great accolades so far. So, yeah, bringing him down is going to be tough. But when you have a guy like a Taylor McCullough that had 18 tackles last week, I think Mon Williams is gonna see a lot of Taylor this week too.
Well, I was talking about this, and when I was going back and realizing we had Darius Fudge and Jordan Brown on the field, 80% of all the offensive plays the game against, over the last game as they were checking on Amarillo. Those two guys out on the football field at the same time, never mind you putting in Clinton Solomon and Williams, who had, 4 to 5 touchdowns? I mean, we have got an offensive juggernaut coming. Now, imagine what happens if we do end up getting, you know, another guy back off of the injuries, and of course we're talking about Brett Reese. I mean, we are talking about an offense that is kind of loaded this week, but I think the huge thing is, if you take a look at week number one, as far as the Revolution were concerned, and Robert Kent will tell you that he had a bad, bad first half, I think you put together this offense, this is a pretty loaded offense going into the season.
Unbelievable. I think a loaded offense on any arena team. And the Marshals are going to see something they definitely didn't see last week. You saw a team that was 50% mixed with a pass and run, where this one, you know, Robert has no problem going over the top, and he's got the height with his receivers to do that with the Clinton Solomon, and then he's got Spitzer with Williams. So you mentioned Fudge and Brown together. That was their goal, is for them to be on the field at the same time and put them together. But one big key factor we haven't talked about is that offensive line. Robert a lot of time in that backfield. He was hardly touched all night. We've seen him over the years have to scramble a lot. He felt comfortable in that pocket. And imagine that he's quoting how bad his first half was, and then to end up being offensive player of the week tells you what kind of second half he had.
Absolutely. A huge second half for Robert. And the huge thing also, you know, you talk about that offensive line, Michael Wormley getting in for his first touchdown of the season. I like seeing Michael get the ball if he gets the opportunity. Last year it was Cameron who was getting those opportunities. Hopefully this year we'll see a little bit more of Michael Wormley, which I think Michael Wormley is probably one of the most underrated. He is so good, but he is such a quiet guy. This is a guy that I think, and this is, and you'll tell me if I'm wrong, without Michael Wormley, I think you could see Robert Kent on the run a lot. I mean, this guy is able to hold off the blocks when he has to, does the chip block in order to get the touchdown as well. This guy is definitely got his game going on right now.
Absolutely, and you know, if we're talking one game of the season so far, and you know, Robert feels so comfortable with the guys that he has in front of him, and you know, you got on one corner you have Wormley, and on the other corner you have Wormley and Young on the two corners of his offensive line. You know, he's got some good protection. You know, we saw it last week; they tried to blitz a lot. When you have a guy like Fudge and Jordan Brown back there to pick up that blitz, it gives him a lot of time. And you know, even when they blitz, a lot of time, that's what opened up our running backs.
Yes.
Where Robert was able just to drop that off and let them do all their work. So
yeah, the chip block, what I call a chip block screen in reality, mm-hmm. played really, really good against the Venom.
Oh, absolutely. And with Robert's arm and his experience, you know, you just slow up that linebacker blitz, and then just by one or maybe two steps, it gives them a lot of time to either find the underneath guy or go over the top like we saw a lot last week.
Yeah, and some interesting games last week as we're talking about the Texas Revolution. We're talking CIF as well. Some interesting games. Salina, they get their first victory on the road. I'm going to tell you right now, I think that was such a huge victory. Almost as big, really, in reality, as the Marshals beating the champions with Salina, who goes up on the road and beats Chicago. Now, whether or not Chicago is a good football team or not, I'm going to wait one more week, and I want to see a little bit more of them. But the Salina Liberty Liberty with all their situation that they had last year with their franchise folding and coming back as the Liberty. They get a huge victory. But one of the things that was really huge as far as the Wichita Force had their way with Duke City Gladiators, and here's another thing as far as that team is concerned. There's no James Cleveland on that football team. He retired. Sonny's been trying to convince this guy, or at least come in contact with him and convince him to come back in and be on in a Revolution uniform. So you're looking at some teams that went out on the road and played well, and then another team on the road that didn't play well. But the state right now, I was looking at the standings, and Bill, we're talking about some teams that were up there. Dodge City's, they're 3-0. This is nothing new to them, but they went 6-0, and then they fell off the face of the earth. That's what's so good about this league. You're getting a lot of different type of games going on each and every week in the CIF.
Yeah, isn't it crazy to have that record so early in the season, then not make the playoffs?
I mean,
they were shooing a long time ago, early in the season. So you're absolutely right on the games. That's the line of game. What a game! That would have been fun to be there. It was an overtime game against Chicago, and Chicago just came off of a narrow loss over in Sioux City. So you know, a lot of things that we weren't expecting are happening. Whether it's close games, it's teams winning that weren't expected to win, teams that were supposed to be at the top of their division that are starting off slow. So a lot of things happening so far in this league. And that's what's so fun about the CIF.
You know,
last year we had seven teams that were coming down to the final 2 weeks for playoff spots. And look at us already now. You know, at Tyler's CIF power rankings, jumped all over the map just over 1 week because there were so many changes on there.
And it's the difference between 1 week to the next, but when you get the performance from certain teams that you're not expecting. And that being the case, we're talking about the Bandits. The Bandits started off this year right now, and I'm talking about the Sioux City Bandits, with three expansion teams, and they're sitting at 2-1. They lose to an expansion team, something that really, if you take a look at the champions, you weren't expecting. I mean, but the other games that they played against the expansion team, there weren't any blowouts by any stretch of the imagination.
Well, and they played three games. Right now they have a point differential of six. They're 2-1, but those two wins were at home. So you as an expansion team coming into Sioux City, the city of the champions, and play and give them such a good game, it's a big surprise. And I think Sioux City is still trying to find its identity. It's got a new quarterback and some new faces on that team. So they're trying to still get their identity. But these expansion teams, kudos to them for going in there and showing a great effort and
exactly.
taking the champions to the very end of the game, and then follow up with them going on the road and losing down in Mesquite. So they might be expansion teams, but they might be right in the middle of things as the time season goes. And we're going to know more about the sixth week where things are starting to shape up. Now, the ironic thing about it is the Revolution has played one game, and we're in week three right now. So there's a lot of ball games for us.
Absolutely, and the edge, the Sioux City Bandits get the edge, and they are 0-1. They took a 3-point loss to the Omaha Beef a couple of weeks back, so that's going to be interesting to watch. Real early excitement in this league, which is what makes the league so popular, I think. And in reality, we can talk back and forth about who's the better league. Is it the IFL or is it the CIF? Well, the CIF may have the better players, if that's what you want to believe. But as far as excitement, they don't have the excitement that is building up in this league. And that goes to some of the things as far as the future is concerned. I think that this league right here, the CIF, are okay with the IFL letting them go ahead and do whatever they want to do. They try to do what they're doing. The excitement is, and you can call this league the excitement league, because really, I've watched all the IFL games too, and believe me, they're not as interesting as what we're getting here in the CIF.
Well, and I think these teams are doing a great job. Just being at the Mesquite last weekend and the crowd there, man, they were so into it. And
they were.
For a lot of people, just experiencing this league for the first time, or even this game for the first time, they really enjoyed it. The the team really got them involved. They did a great job over there. So I'm excited. I mean, shoot, we have a full load of games this week. There's six games this week. So every team in the league is playing this weekend. One game on Friday and five on Saturday. So plenty to watch. You know what? You can jump on Eversport right on the CIF website, gocif.net, and you can watch any of the games.
For free.
And, you know, hopefully you're here with us right now in Allen Event Center, but once you're done, go home and watch watch Dodge City play Amarillo, which is going to be a great game.
Oh, that's going to be a good game. I'm looking forward to that game. I think that's one of the games to watch this week. Just so we can see about where Amarillo is going to go from this point, and as far as the whole situation, as where they could end up. Will they play the spoiler? Will they make the playoffs as they did last year? It's always going to be a good question. Some new faces for the Texas Revolution, Quentin Abron. This is a guy that I said, get a hold of, you know, John Navarez, and John Navarez and Gooch took a look at him. He's a defensive back. He played for Green Bay. He's a new guy up on our football team. I think that is huge as far as, and then another guy, we're going to have to get some pronunciation on one of our new offensive linemen, Bale. Because when number 66, I'm not even going to attempt it. So we're going to have to either A, create a nickname, or get the how you say his name. So we're going to have some new faces on this football team, I think that's going to be interesting as we move on, because as signings that are going to be happening at the beginning of the year, you'll see some releases from some of the other football teams as well. Some guys that are still out there. So a couple new faces that are going to be on this football team. What are you expecting here tonight from the Revolution? And I'm going to let you go first, because I know mine's not going to be the same as yours, so go ahead.
Well, I think it's going to come down to the quarterback situation with the Marshals on where they're going to go with their offense. I think if they start Washington, they're going to struggle. They're really going to struggle with our pass rush. And one thing we noticed about Washington is that he doesn't feel comfortable throwing the ball. He's more of a runner. So with that being said, we've got to be careful with his feet, because he had a couple great runs during that game at the end of the game to keep those drives going. So, but I do see the Revolution coming out, taking control, and just really, I don't want to say going through the motions, but work on the fundamentals and get control of this game real early. We know that the Marshals are going to come in with some motivation, so you really want to act that quick and get them back on their heels. So, the way they came out against the young Amarillo team last week, I really see them coming out strong again like they did last week.
Taking a look at this football team, just to let you know, and I got an update, and then I'll go into what that is. I just got this update, live in our high hands. We're doing this, Thursday. So we got the inactive for your Texas Revolution. And, Bill, you're not going to like to hear this. Tyler McCullough, inactive for tonight's game. So that is huge as far as who's going to step in and take that position at the linebacker position and go in. And what I'll just kind of put it this way, you're going to have a linebacker or a good DB take the role and take that role that coach wants you to think. You're thinking you are a starter. Without Tyler McCullough in this lineup on the defensive side of the ball, I think it's a big hit.
It is a big hit, and you can't replace Tyler McCullough.
Nope.
So the best thing you can do is just make plays when they come your way, hold your blocks, make sure and do the fundamentals, and I think we're going to be fine. But that is a big hit for us. But we played almost that whole championship without him last year,
and
as much as it hurts not having him, life goes on, game goes on. We got to make sure we're ready to go, and hopefully we get Taylor back as soon as possible.
I think you're absolutely right. In this game, I think you're going to have that this was going to be the thing. I think this is going to be a defensive right. You got Q on the other side who knows this offense. Okay, you can say whatever you want about, Anquanis Frazier, but he knows the offense. He knows these players, and he's going to have the guys try, or at least, I think, Bill, try to put their players in the right place to make plays. against this football team, because if there's any field general out there or field marshal that you want to call them out there, Anquanis Frazier, if the Marshals are going to win, I think you're going to see a big game from Anquanis Frazier in helping this team be in the right place to make those plays.
Well, and I just got some info, too, so I can add on right on to that. Aaron Washington, the quarterback that finished the game for the Marshals last week, he got released yesterday.
Wow.
So there's not a listed quarterback that I've seen that's been signed yet for the Marshals. Yes, they did. They signed Keith Poole from Southeastern Oklahoma. He comes from the AFL. He's a 6'2". 227 AFL veteran, so he is going to be taking the reins with the Marshals this week when they play the Revolution.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a little bit of research before we get to the game on him and find out what's going to be heading that way. Thanks for that bit of information. But as we get set here, it's going to be a big game. So, I'm really looking forward to this because it does start that rivalry. Four games that are really big, as far as this team is concerned. You know, I remember seeing after they lost the preseason game, well, the Revolution are 4-0. Well, don't talk so fast. That defense held up Sioux City, but at the same time, you know, you're looking at their former champs. They're different personnel. But even on both sides of the ball, Bill, I wanted to hit on this before we head out. Even on the other side of the ball, I mean, the Bandits had a hard time holding on to the football. So did the Marshals. I thought that, mm-hmm. I mean, it was so standout in that game, Bill. Both sides of the ball had a hard time holding on to the ball, getting that snap in there. And I'll tell you that if you don't get the snap against this Texas Revolution with one of the best defensive lines, they will figure out a way to get to the ball if it hits the ground.
Absolutely. And we showed it last week against Amarillo,
yes,
with Nate Davis. And I think Nate Davis was having a little bit of issues with that because there was like two or three passes they threw.
Oh, they were ugly.
Just came out of his hands. So,
yeah,
you're absolutely right. Marshals do that against – one thing what the Marshals cannot do is give the Revolution opportunity. And if
absolutely
you start turning that ball over, you start making silly penalties, the Revolution will be quick to be all over that.
Yeah, so interesting game last week. We've seen a lot of former Texas Revolution on the Marshals and one up in the Sioux City Bandits, but Trent Hicks. It's going to be like a homecoming. It's going to be guys that know each other. This one's going to be good, Bill. I'm looking forward to calling this game and knocking this one out, hopefully getting this one underneath the W side in the column.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm really looking forward. It's going to be a fun game, and it's going to be a good start to hopefully a friendly rivalry.
Yeah, hopefully not. I mean, rivalries are much better when they're hated. You know this. I mean, come on.
Yeah,
I mean,
I know. I'm getting old. I'm getting older, and I have to be more positive.
I see. That's what it is. I'm more in the fact I want to see some hated stuff going on. Hopefully a clean game, but just enough for where they hate each other to where it makes it very interesting for the other three games that are going to be coming. One more at the Allen Event Center, two over at Mesquite. So that's going to do it for us here on the Couch Potato Sports Show with our coverage here, and this is going to be a good one, Bill. Let's knock it out of the park here tonight.
Absolutely. That's going to be fun. I'm looking forward to it. Thanks, Sonny.
You betcha. And when we come back, folks, it's going to be time for kickoff as we complete our pregame show of your Texas Revolution taking on the Mesquite Marshals live from the Allen Event Center in Allen, Texas. Folks, we'll take that break, and then when we come back, those that are listening right before the game, it'll be kickoff. And for those that are listening, a little bit early, like I like to put it up, kickoff is at 7 p.m. Saturday night at the Allen Event Center. Have a good one, everybody. Bye-bye.
You've been listening to the pregame show of your Texas Revolution taking on the Mesquite Marshals here on the Couch Potato Sports Show and your Texas Revolution Radio Network.